emotional, you know, make, force him to throw and everything like that. But it seems like no matter what, these guys are still going to run, like no matter how far they're down. Does that make it tougher?
Well, you know, that's what they're going to do coming into the game. You know they want to run the ball. So the challenge for us is to get that stop, be able to try to create some negative plays out of that or some no yardage plays, and kind of try to get them behind the sticks. I mean, I think that's going to be the – because we know they're going to run the football. I mean, they even run the football a lot of the times on like third and long.
Yeah.
So it's something that they're going to do. That's something that they built in. I mean, it's the reason why they're fifth in the league in rushing. So,
what's been the key for you guys limiting big plays this year? It was a problem last year, and you guys have really eliminated them or cut down on them.
I say communication. Communication is definitely a big factor in it. And also chemistry, man. Guys understanding the scheme and how to play together with one another and having a good understanding of the scheme. You know, it's our second year, and for most of our guys, some guys first year who've been contributing, but they're quick learners and everybody's just been feeding off each other.
How big has that been? Because, I mean, it's going to be tough to drive like 12 plays, 80 yards against you guys.
I mean, we just, you know, motivate ourselves. We're trying to get out the field, get our offense on the field. We know what we have on the offensive side of the ball, and their ability to be able to put up points is unbelievable. So we want to just try to get the ball to them as many times as we can.
Hey, Nigel, can the difference in the backs, you know, obviously they got a real big back who can pound things inside, then a real shifty back. Can that pose problems?
Yeah, it's kind of like a thunder lightning situation. Kind of what we had here at the beginning of the season with Blunt and Sproles. So it's definitely a change of dynamic, but the thing that can help you is knowing who's back there. So you get a better feel for what style of type of plays you're going to get. So it's kind of like go hand in hand, you know. 29 is probably going to give you more outside plays. 24 is going to give you more inside, stuff like that. So it just goes in the hand and making keys. You just got to have the ability to stop those guys.
That's interesting. What's
your
plan for Thanksgiving?
Just be with family, man. My fiance, she's from D.C., so all her family's coming over and going to be cooking and stuff, you know, just enjoying it. Invited a couple of guys to come through, so just gonna have a good time, man. Enjoy a little family time and give thanks to each other.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
That's tough, because you can kind of go some every way. You know, some people go dessert, some people you know go size, true size, like mac and cheese or stuff like that. Me, I don't know. I guess I say. The turkey. You got to go with the turkey, man. You got to go with the turkey. You got to. So that's the main one. Yeah.